It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 879.
Weekend banter. Jess, Lucas, GB, welcome.
Thanks for having
Hello.
Me.
Dane George, we haven't had you. You've been on a lot. You're on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What have you got for us?
Well, yeah, the other week, very relevant, like a couple of weeks ago.
And if you use Mason's pottery story, I'll be fucking pissed. Because he's got that next week.
Yeah. Have you guys ever forgotten your mask while walking around?
Well, yeah. Jess famously did it whilst FaceTiming with me and walked for about
really?
5 minutes. Yeah.
But personally...
And then did you
no,
tell
No, we're not that stupid, Josh.
Got no mask.
I haven't left the house. So, I haven't.
Yeah, so the other day I was walking. I was actually going to FaceTime you, Josh. I think I called you later, so I didn't. I should have, because you would have told me you don't have a mask on. Mm-hmm. But I walked to the shops, said hi to the security guard at the supermarket, walked in, was walking around in the supermarket, getting my shopping. I was in there for probably like 5 minutes. I went into the veggie section, and this guy's like, I could tell he was like sort of half standing back, being like a bit weird with me. And then I thought he was just letting me go through. So I was like, oh, thanks, mate. Went through and he's like, mate, where's your mask? You've got no mask on. And I was just standing there in the middle of the shops. It was like 5 o'clock in the evening. I was just like, shit. I was like, oh my God.
Shit.
And then I was just there just like, what do I do? I was holding my veggies and I just like pulled my jumper up above my face. I was grabbing some like zucchinis out of the...
Shit.
Yeah. I was doing that and I was like, oh my God. And then I...
What was the interaction
over.
Like with the guy? Was he thinking, oh, this...
I think he was pissed off. Yeah, I think he was like, oh, one of these guys who just doesn't give a shit. Yeah. And I was like, mate, I always have my mask. I can't, like, I'm so sorry. I was like,
you
thank
said
you
that?
For telling
you
me.
Said that, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I just completely didn't even notice that it wasn't on.
Did you shake his hand?
Yeah, that was a kiss.
Mate, please take French something kiss. From my hands.
Yeah. And then so I thought on my feet and I ended up, this was the shopping bag that I was using. Uh-huh. This is
like a striped
kind of,
as Bodie calls them, linen. Calico bags.
Yeah,
nice calico bag.
What's a calico bag? I've never heard of it.
Calico, Jess, have you heard of that?
Calico's a, yeah, it's fabric.
Very specific. How does he know what calico is?
I know. Yeah. Calico is a plain woven textile made from unbleached and often not fully processed cotton.
How does he know what calico is?
Well, because Amy has calico bags.
Okay,
so
sure.
She mentioned the calico, and then he likes taking around a calico bag full of trucks.
Oh, that's nice. And so anyway, I've got this bag, and I wrapped it around my face like that.
Good one. You
can. Works quite well.
Yeah, and I shoved it down the front of my hoodie and put my hoodie on. Actually, it looks pretty good.
Nice.
So when you think about it now, when you look back to the interaction with the security guard, was the security guard sort of a bit off with you?
I think so. And I think in his head, he would have seen this guy like walk in, like made eye contact. He was a bit, he wasn't looking at me normal. Like usually they're like, go on. But he was kind of like looking a bit funny.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think what he would have been thinking. He probably saw me walk in and was like, oh, what do I do here? Like I can't. I should, go up
yeah,
to
an anti-masker. You'd literally think, fuck, I can't be bothered having this interaction with an anti-masker.
Yeah.
But you look like the kind of guy who would medically not be able to wear one. Like, I feel like you're the kind of guy that would
what
be like, you're
the
bit,
hell?
Well, just like hipster vibe. I feel like you, I could imagine you having
some
you're
the one with asthma.
Don't be rude. I had asthma when I was a kid and it was a spider bite that caused it. But I think that you... You've got a vibe. You don't look like you're an arrogant guy. You don't seem like you're obnoxious. So I feel that they would have probably thought this guy's medically required. Like, can't wear a mask. You'll get triggered or something.
And also, you can't go up. Like, he couldn't come up to me and, like, tap me on the shoulder because you can't touch people. Mm-hmm. I had my headphones in. So maybe he was just like, oh, just turn a blind eye for this one.
Or he's pretty collective for turnaround, mate. What's going on? Oi.
Yeah. But
oi.
All good.
Speaking of things
anyone.
Happening in public, we get a little email slide in from a girl named Kylie, and she said, "Hi guys, after receiving a mystery parcel of a cylinder full of penis confetti, I Googled it, and your podcast came up. I'm so wondering if you managed to find out who sent them, little backstory, we got a confetti bomb delivered to our office, and sure enough, inside.
What did you call it? A cock explosion?
Dick explosion.
Dick explosion. And because Jess didn't know what this was and you were Googling, you were trying to work out what TJ was talking about.
Yeah. And let me just. Did you see any photos of the dick explosion? Because I Googled it after and I was like, looked at the Urban Dictionary. It's. Do you want me to give you the fucking definition?
Yeah, what's the definition of a. What do they call it?
Dick explosion.
What's the website? For people
Urban
that
Dictionary.
No, but as in that people, if someone wants to buy.
Oh.
Because it was actually
a website. Send a confettibomb.com or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just guess.
I don't know if it had. So I've said, just because I couldn't remember the word confetti, I was like a dick explosion, had all these little things in it.
Glitter bomb.
And so Jess has landed on this and then just put two and two together that I'm a fucking sicko. When you're fucking your chica from behind and she lets out a nasty wet fart all over your dick right as you're about to, you know, do the deed.
Well, I love that that was when you filtered yourself. Yeah. You're like, I think we know where this is going. Was she petite?
Blow your load was what it said, what I took out. But it's like, fuck.
Obviously,
anyway.
It doesn't make sense really because you'd assume that the wetness would come from the jizz and then.
I respect
I'm
that
glad you
put
you
a
took
medical
a bit more
lens
time.
On
yeah.
this. Yeah.
Yeah, you really thought about it.
Uh-huh. And so anyway, the.
So
the,
she continues and says, so I get a card to say I have a parcel, intrigued what it was. I opened it in the middle of a busy local mall. Out fires a stack of penis-shaped confetti. Everyone was staring at me, so I make a run for it. Oh, my God, so embarrassing. No idea who sent it. Wondering if you got to the bottom of it. Same sender as your podcast, Jason Alexander, adding blah, blah, blah. I didn't understand that last bit. We did. Yeah, the only reason we worked out was because it was on the bottom of it. Like he wrote a little, you must be able to insert note.
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
add
yeah.
note.
What were you going to say, JB?
Oh, no. I think you, didn't you look up the ABN or something?
Yeah, so we found out, like, so we found out the details around the company that we got it sent from, but that's the proxy. That's not actually saying the person. So what she's given us is saying, hey, it's the same. It's from the same company, which it obviously
is. Yeah, I panicked at the end. Yeah, yeah. Jason Alexander, Addington, WA, is where they say that the parcel is from, which we looked into that. But then we worked out that inside of the canister had a little handwritten note basically saying something about Gronks and it was... God, it was the Gronk.
Who was it?
And then he emailed Felipe. No, not Felipe.
No, Santiago.
Santiago.
Yeah. Yeah.
He also sent a dick explosion and also the most yummy cookies.
What were they called?
Like, it's a
frio
delicacy from South America, like a
Argentina. Is it
Argentina? Yeah. Oh,
they're like a there were it's
Africa or something. Yeah, you're right, Josh. It's like
frio. You know, it's like imagine like a better wagon wheel sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hang on, here we go. Alfajores.
Alfajores. Thank you.
Alfa Jores.
Alfajores.
Alfajores. Si. We had them in LA, remember?
See, un chocolate caliente, por favor.
We had one in, they sell them at Whole Foods.
One hot chocolate, please. That's what
I just said. And we smashed them.
Oh, that's right. We did too. We smashed them at Whole Foods. I was thinking about Whole Foods. Like the we had a blow up about Whole Foods because we were in Los Angeles and we were trying to work out what to eat. And I wanted Mexican food because when I'm in California or most parts of the States, I love having Mexican. But what we were doing
like
a
Richard
lot.
Jansen.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Richie loves his. He's Mexican food, as he mentioned. When we did we call him? How did we even get him on?
Yeah, we called him.
Oh, that's right, Father's Day. we did have some delicious Whole Foods stuff. We would get a container and fill it up, and I was getting like this nachos black bean thing, and then we would have these peanut butter breakfast shakes every morning. That was a good time.
And then,
even though I was pissed off,
it's all based on weight. It's all based on weight, and then they charge you. So whatever's inside.
That's but right.
God, you've never seen a young kid fill a thing so high as Mr. 97 walk out with a $35 box.
Yeah. It was
fed well.
I mean, what else did we have? They did a breakfast. They did breakfast as well, didn't they? Yeah. We did that.
God, yeah. I wonder how all that state's going in COVID times. Mm-hmm. Like all that sort of like a lot of those buffet-esque.
In a way, it felt risky offerings. At the time. Like, we'd have like a slice of pizza. Like you'd get like a slice.
Oh yeah.
There was. I mean, Halloween is a good time. Like we were there. Halloween. It was a good time to be there. You were saying, TJ, that they've cancelled Halloween.
Yeah, in state of California, or at least
really
in and around LA, like Hollywood, and definitely cancelled that fucking thing we went to where there was about 200,000 people walking down a street.
Oh, but yeah, that's right.
That was a ginormous event.
I mean, Jess, did you ever get into Halloween as a kid, or was your parents like, mate, we're in Australia?
Yeah, exactly what they were like.
That was them?
Yeah, we're not celebrating that American holiday.
Also, Bendigo, it's a bit dodgy.
You would have to get a few steps in just to get some lollies.
To get down the street. Yeah, I know streets used to do it. Some streets did it. I remember some of my friends getting involved, but yeah, we were never allowed to. Mm-hmm. It's become such a massive thing in Australia now, hasn't it?
Yeah. I saw a podcaster. Who was it? Someone had I saw an Instagram where they had contacted John Howard in the I think it was the early 2000s. When was John Howard Prime Minister?
I can imagine the 2000s.
Just before 2007,
something to 2000 something.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Before 2007. Good one.
2007.
Pausing on the John Howard. Also, the John Howard thing. Apparently, there was a guy who sent a letter to John Howard saying, "Hey, like I'd love us to do." Halloween, and he said, "Get some friends together and have a crack. Just do it," type of thing. But on the Kevin 07 thing, when Bree and I were in year 11, we had a sick day on the same day, which we rarely had sick days, but we hooked this one up so we could stay home. The day that we stayed home, Kevin Rudd came to our school.
Oh, you fucked up!
So we fucked up in a big way, and then. One of our friends, Georgia, was sitting down as Kevin Rudd was walking through the school, and Georgia was eating a mandarin and had mandarin all over her hands. And then Kevin Rudd came over and was shaking everyone's hand, shook her hand, and there's when he shook her hand, there was obviously mandarin. She said, "Oh, sorry, I've just got it all on my hands." And so then he goes from shaking her hand to wiping it on himself like this. Yeah, and
power move.
It made it onto
Did he say the joke? Did he say, "Don't worry, I know a lot about mandarin"?
No, that's very good.
That is a good joke. Speak it, can't
no, he? But he no, he didn't. He but he was on Rove Live. I think I don't know if it was a what that. Do you remember what that?
Oh, yeah.
What the? Remember Rove doing that? Yeah. Jess, do you remember that?
Yeah.
What the? What the?
Oh, God.
He would do that. But anyway, I don't think it was on What the, but he had a segment where they were sort of following the campaign or playing funny clips, and our friend is in there and seeing Kevin Rudd.
You just missed out on being on Rove.
Yes.
Right. How sucks. Annoying. You know the old office that we used to have in Easy Street in Collingwood?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I used to work – this was, I think, before we'd started the show. You might have been away, but overseas doing your trip. Usually I went in on a Saturday, get a little bit of work done. This one Saturday, too tight. Fucked up. Will Smith was at our office.
Yeah, what?
Fresh Why? Prince of Bel-Air. Because he was looking in the art gallery next door.
Wanting a little video done.
Mate. He was at the art gallery next door. I mean, the other time. See, do you know who ASAP Ferg is? George, you probably know ASAP Ferg.
Jess, yeah, I know. He's one
rapper
of the,
Josh, rapper.
One of the boys.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
he's he's part of the ASAP crew.
Jeez, you're cool.
He's huge. ASAP Ferg is big, but he's no Will Smith. And so ASAP Ferg was in doing the same thing, looking next door. I saw him, but I was so annoyed that I didn't go to work that day. It was my Kevin Rudd moment.
You would have gone.
I definitely would have been obnoxious and got him in a vlog, got him in a video.
It would have been like me sitting next to
Will Smith's just a little
bit
cooler than Kevin Rudd.
Yeah, and I get it. But I mean, that's like my Jeff Jans moment, like where I got mum to film me as I said, "Hey everyone, I'm on a plane and I'm sitting next to Jeff Jans."
Yeah.
And just cuts. Yeah. It's a balloon effect.
Shots of the
I reckon he really appreciated that.
Yeah. That would have been before like iPhones and stuff. Like,
yeah.
You've actually got a bit of production value in your meeting.
Yeah. No, this kid's a flat out filmmaker.
Yeah, like, and the thing is that just imagine, because I watched Jeff Jans as a kid, that was like my favorite cooking show. I loved watching cooking shows as a kid. That was like my go to. I used to watch Beauty and the Beast with Stan Zemanek when I was a kid. Do you remember he ended up dying? But it was a show where it was like a talk show format, and it was him in the middle. So it was like a conservative dude in the middle. And then there was like women next to him, and they would just like argue about things, and he would be like, "Oh no, you're just the beauty. Just shut up," you know. And anyway, different time. You would have loved it, Jess. You would have gotten around it. But the
I really feel like I wouldn't. But continue.
No, it was pretty entertaining. But no, the Jeff Jans thing, I would watch that all of the time. And so sitting next to him and keeping my like cool for the first, like for the whole flight, and then mum and dad watching and knowing everything that's going on. Like, I'm sure I was so obvious. Like, I'm sure even though I thought I was being cool, I was probably just looking over, just like, no. So I only spoke to him as we started to, so I think that we timed it perfectly. I think that my parents knew that this could be an absolute nightmare for Jeff sitting next to me. And so I think, I don't know what happened, but I think I was so starstruck by the whole thing that I was just like, because he ended up doing salmon ads. He did like a lot of stuff, had his own salmon potentially. But he, I just remember just sitting there just being like, okay, this is crazy. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to be cool. And that wasn't until we started to descend and arrive to Hamilton Island that I just said, oh, you know, could I do a video? Like, I'm a fan or whatever. And then we started talking, and he was there for a golf trip. And I was there because my parents were at a Radiator conference.
Oh, yes.
Radiators.
What a conference.
My dad was in the Radiator business back in the day. And yeah, I spoke about golf, and he was like, we should play. I was like, yeah, that'd be great. And I didn't see him through the whole trip. But I can post on Instagram. I've got a photo, not of him and I, but me at the driving range of Hamilton Island.
But have you got the
actually
video?
Did go with him?
No, so...
No, what he's saying is he got the next best thing is Josh alone by himself at driving range.
That's all I got.
In the same area.
But the... No, what was the question, JP? What did you
Your video.
Oh, I video, see, the video. Video. Yeah, so I need to sort out, like, I've got heaps of tapes from when I was a kid that I need to digitize. But then I also have VCDs, which was the cheap DVD. Like, it wasn't a DVD, it was a video on a CD.
Yeah.
And the problem is, I don't know if you remember, but CD-ROMs didn't hold much actual storage.
Fuck all. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that? And do you remember like the difference between like a CD and an MP3 CD? And some cars had MP3 CD players, which means you could fit heaps more songs.
Yeah.
Right.
The good old days.
Good fun. Yeah.
No. Jess, who's the most famous person you've seen in Bendigo?
In Bendigo.
So a couple of hours outside of Melbourne.
Well, you were saying that you'd be able to do a signing with Tully.
So... Say that again.
You mentioned that you and Tully could do a signing at one of the festivals.
No, I did not.
What would you sign?
We spoke about me being like the second to Kate DeRouge, obviously, to come out of Bendigo. Oh, do you know what? Do you know Boney Maroney?
No.
I've got the song Boney Maroney, rather.
No.
No.
Who's it by?
Okay. Sing it, Mac.
No, it's followed not. It's actually
Fleetwood Mac.
Elton John.
I've got a friend called Boney Maroney.
Remus, you mean the Toy Story song, You've Got a Friend in Me?
Oh, what is it? It's like, I can't remember the goddamn name. It's so annoying. Old? Anyway, it's old. He lives in Bendigo. We used to have John Farnham, used to live just on the other side of Bendigo. And so you'd drive past his house to go to like Albury and that side of town.
Oh, do you ever see him? You know those, like, oh, Kylie Minogue lives around here. Do you see her?
Yeah. I remember that. You'll love this.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Andy Lee, and when he was with his ex-girlfriend Megan Gale, came to Bendigo, and they, I think they made the newspaper as well, but everyone was like, oh, my God, Andy Lee is in Bendigo.
And that is a good story.
Not that far away from Melbourne.
I mean, did you ever call them ranches? Like, do people have ranches in Bendigo?
No.
Farms. You'd say ranch. Farms. What is that term? Ranch. It's like a.
It's an American thing.
Yeah, in the States, like that's a big. Yeah, you know, like the celebrities that have these ranches.
Ranch from Spanish rancho is an area of land including various structures given primarily to the practice of ranching, the practice of raising grazing livestock such as cattle and sheep. Yeah, it's interesting. We don't use that term. I guess it's.
What about I just remember when you were talking about celebrities and like, you know, being younger. What about when we would go to like your Westfields and stuff for those big events? So I remember Bardo from Popstars at Dandenong Plaza, and it was just like filled, and they just had, you know, they did that. Did you guys go to any Westfields for any sort of celeb viewing?
No, not for that stuff. I remember it happening though.
Mm-hmm. You would have emceed some, TJ. I feel like that's...
Well, for the radio station would go, but even by then...
Oh, Sebastian would have been there.
On the back, it was on the back end. Mm-hmm. Like the radio station definitely did it. Never got the gigs of actually hosting the good quality events. But, you know, like look at what's happened. It's like it's gone from those celebrities appearing there to TikTok stars or YouTubers doing like surprise things that like... Logan Paul shut down a Dubai whole entire, like a huge complex from the amount of people that came because they knew he was there. The Janoskians, remember those kids?
Oh, the Janoskians, yeah.
They blew up and like they had thousands of young girls going to shopping centers and just going mad. And now it's at the point like TikTok stars, it's like I was hearing that there's a restaurant in Hollywood that is TikTok stars go there and it's known, it's like a great steak establishment that's now being overrun because the TikTokers are all going there, all these like millionaire TikTok kids. Bizarre. It's
I have not even heard of those brothers.
No,
the Janoskians.
Well, a long time ago they were doing like rap bags. Videos, little rap bags,
the equivalent
doing some
of Hanson.
No, but
not even.
Did they sing, TJ?
They rode the wave. Like I did a video with them where I met them in a park. No joke, I met them in a park, and they were a part
What's that
of a video.
You? Dogging?
I made. Wasn't quite there, but it was close. It was real close. But
what are you doing meeting in the park? Like
I got in contact with their mum and spoke to them.
I didn't know they were underage.
And got them to the car park. Park, and we did this video. Anyway, the point being, at that point, they hadn't completely, you know, got on the wave. But then they ended up moving to LA. They were living in a. They were living in this house in Hollywood Hills, and they did a movie deal. They made music. They traveled around like England, Europe. They did like a full tour, so it was like stage shows, and they get thousands and thousands of people visiting. But now they don't do fuck all. I think it's like the waves. It's no swell anymore for them, unfortunately.
Have you seen this? I'm just trying to search it now. There was a Netflix thing that Bree and I saw last night that we put in our to watch category, but it's this dude. Is his name Cameron something? But he's a an influencer, and it's just like one of these classic sort of documentaries where they just follow around a celebrity. An influencer.
No.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, there's been a few of them. Was that Jordan?
I just Googled Jeff Jams because I'm not super familiar with who he is. And the first in the – he says he is also on the cover of a rare rainforest book, known to very few. One of the last known copies was stolen and never recovered in the mid-2000s. So Jeff Jans, how do they know that? he's on a book and
is it
it's
right,
been
Jeff
stolen.
Jans? What have we got?
he's Sri Lankan-born Australian chef.
Nah, that's him. That's him.
Is it Jans or Jam?
Because Jans, J-A-N-S-Z.
Yeah.
There's and a photo Jeff, of him throwing
I think we should get our hands on that book.
That would be great.
I know him. Oh, yeah.
He was massive. Him and Ian Hewitson.
Oh, Huey.
Huey was big, you know. He would always... Ian had an obsession with cleaning the plate. I don't know if you remember that.
With his little tea towel. On his
he always had a tea towel or whatever. Yeah, he's always just like rubbing it down or whatever. It's like, mate, you're getting balsamic fucking vinegar on your tea towel. That's not going to come out.
The little... it must make him feel
detail.
Comfy.
Yeah. You know, he did have a... he had a barbecue establishment for a while in South Melbourne.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. There was one on Fitzroy Street. Did he own that one? Huey?
I can't remember. It was called Huey's, I think.
Huey's Cooking Adventure.
What are you laughing at, JB?
Just Australian chefs, quite funny.
Yeah, it is great. I mean, they were the pioneers of the, the television chefs.
That's
and so
chef.
they've paved the way, baby.
For Pete Evans.
Yeah.
He's
what, do you think of Pete Evans, Jess?
Oh, is that that guy that's he's quite controversial, yeah? With his
I mean, people were yelling, "There's Pete Evans" at the supermarket when George didn't have his mask on. It was a classic mistake.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
I actually do search him on Instagram occasionally just to see what he's up to because he posts some outrageous stuff. And you can't I think he's been like semi-cancelled. Because he doesn't really come up.
Definitely being cancelled.
Oh, he's being shadow banned.
Yeah, like shadow banned. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like if you're following him, I'm not following
him. Or you're spelling his name wrong.
You got to actually type in Chef Pete Evans. Not telling anyone to do this, but yeah, he's lost the plot, that guy. Mm-hmm. Like the stuff that he's saying is it's just crazy.
Do you know, talking about shadow banned, I just remembered the documentary I watched a while. Are you right there, Jess?
No.
Do you want to get
some
water?
Could be the cue.
That's right. That's the issue.
Could be the cue to wrap it up, Josh.
Okay. Yeah, we'll
she's
wrap
actually
it up.
Not choking on anything.
This is just a good way of finishing. We'll let you. You're in trouble, aren't you? Okay. What I was just going to mention was the Anarchist Cookbook. There was a book that was sort of made famous from Michael Moore's documentary Bowling for Columbine because they found out that the kids who shot up the school, they read Anarchist Cookbook, and it was how to make it was bomb making basically.
Yeah.
And the guy who wrote that book before he died did a video where he's like, I regret basically writing this book, but he doesn't own the rights to the book. So if you go on to Amazon to try and buy it, it has a note from the author which is saying, hey,
don't buy it,
buy this book. Which is quite interesting.
Really?
Anyway,
yeah. That is interesting.
Sounds like you're better?
Yeah,
I'm fine.
All right, great. You go.
Well, hang on. Me and GB don't get to do shows together that often, right?
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
And I just thought it was funny that today we are doing a show together and something's happened today to my family, or my sister rather, that I want to share with GB because I feel like he'd appreciate it.
Okay, great.
Okay.
She met Jeff Jans.
I met Jeff Jans. So, Mum texted me this morning. I know you can't say it, but maybe we can share it.
Plans change.
My sister.
Oh, this is great. Is this in the Bendigo advertiser? I can't see it, but if this is the Bendigo advertiser.
Oh, she's on the front cover.
And she was on the news last night. I know.
Clap that in.
Big picture as well.
Because obviously we did that segment on Hump Day. About PRing yourself, obviously, and she's really
and so she PR'd herself, PR'd.
I mean, I feel like the hospital PR'd her.
Yeah,
but
she wasn't. She didn't do her own press release.
No, she was so funny on the news segment. You can see her like giggling away behind.
So is this Hannah or is this
that's Hannah? Yeah,
Hannah.
What? Yeah. Any thoughts of her needing a podcast? Does she want to do one now?
Yeah,
get her on the network.
Big time. I mean, she could talk about all the nose swab stories. That'd be fun. That'd be a cool
nose
podcast.
Swab?
Oh, nose swabs.
Not she knows swabs.
Or what about on the nose?
On the nose.
On the nose.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah, maybe she could do a podcast where she chats for 2 minutes as she's doing the nose thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's all the banter fun. That she has with people.
All right, just lift your head up here.
Yeah.
Welcome to On the Nose. All right. What about In the Nose, the latest on COVID? In the nose.
In the know.
I like that. In the nose. Yeah, in the really nose. That's the really good.
That's the joke.
I mean, unfortunately for her, she's not really out, you know, helping to find vaccines and that kind of thing. But, I mean, she's still helping, I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's such a sister thing to say.
Yeah. Well, you sit in your bedroom talking on a podcast.
So, you know. it's a daily talk show. Thank you, Jess, for coming on. Thank you, GB. Hump Day Replay, those two are on it every single Wednesday. Can you announce who your next guest is going to be?
Yeah, sure. Crystal Andrews.
Oh, great. Good. I'm fired up for that.
That'll be
Crystal's
fun.
Gone out on her own, which is very exciting. She's doing cool stuff.
Well, yeah. I feel a little bit out of my depth because she's very smart, but we'll see.
Well, you don't feel out of depth in this convo?
No, nah, yeah, nah, this is fine. This is fine.
All right, anti-masker. let's wrap it up.
Alrighty. Have a good one, guys. Enjoy your Sunday. See you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you guys.